Nesechtes Chulin, Daf Hey, 11 lines from the top of Daf Hey Amud Aleph, and the Gemara previously was discussing the member of Rabbanon in the name of Shmuel, that Yisrael Mumal Avedis Kichavim, Mutalechal Mishchitasai, that even if Yisrael is a Mumal for Avedizara, he would still be allowed to perform Shchito Lechatchila, and Rabbanon brought a Raya, Shekim Mitzinu Be'e Shafat Melch Yehuda, Shenenu Mesuda Sachav, and we discussed this in great detail, and our Gemara now begins, Leim Meseele, that let us bring a Raya to this member of Anonim Shmuel, that a Mumal Avedis Chavim is not considered a Mumal Cha Terakula, and keep in mind that whenever we say the word Mumar, some agurus Mishumid, the Gemara wants to bring a Raya from a Pasuk in Melachim Aleph, Benegi Elio Anavi, as Elio Anavi made a Klala that should be a famine, and it was a famine for 3 years, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to run away from Achav and Izebel, and to hide in a cave, and in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Dalet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Elio, Hoyo Mea Nachal Tishta, Vesa Arvim Tzivim, and the next pasuk continues, Vayelech Vayaskid Ba Hashem, Vayelech Vayeshu Benachal Kiris Hashel Pnei Ayadein. And finally, the next pasuk states, Va'arvim Avin Loi Lechem Ubasa Ba'Beker, Vilechem Ubasa Ba'arev, Umin Anachal Yishter, that the ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, as well as bread and meat in the evening. And the Gemara states, Va'om Rabbi Hudam Rav, and Rabbi Huda explained the name of Rav, Mibit Habchai Da'achov, that the way that the ravens got this meat was from the Shlachtois of Achov. And clearly we see that although Achav was a Mumal Avedis Chavim, but it was Mutal Lechol Mishchitasai. However, the Gemara answers that you can't bring a Raya from this Pasuk, as Alpia Dibashaini, and as Rashi explains, Shakarj Baruch Hu Tiru Lefisha, as Akarj Baruch Hu specifically was Matadis Basa, Tichsiv, and as the Pasuk of Malachim stated, Vasa Arvim Sivisi Shah Melchal Kalcha, as Rabbeinu Gershom states, Klema, Xeris Akarj Baruch Hu Hava, Hava Dovizeb, Bakum Acha, Imlacha, Mumal Dove Echa, Havi Mumalcha Terakula, and in Tesis at the top Amid and Diba Maskal Apia Diba Shiny, where Tazes is bothered in Taimar, Vilmai the Sakadaitik, the Lehavi Apia Diba, Tikshi, Da Amrav, Bosashin Salman Ayan Osar, and even the Havmin of the Gemara, where the Gemara did not yet know that Apia Diba Shiny, then how could it be that Leo would have eaten this Basar, if even if it would be true that based on the fact that Achav was a Mumar, that would not be an issue, but there still would be a problem, as Lemaisa this Basar was Bosashin Salman Ayan, which is Osar. Tazes explains that in the Havmin, we already knew that certainly since HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Elio that he could eat this basar and that the basar will be brought to him from the ravens, certainly Elio realized that this basar did not come from Goyim and it wasn't considered basar shen salman ayin. However, the Gemara's Havmina was if mumel dava echad havim mumel chater kula, then the shchita of the tabachim of Achav would not have been acceptable. However, the Gemara responds that alpiyah diba shayni that inach even though we may hold that mumal dava echad having mumal chater kula, but even so, Akadosh Baruch Hu is matir for Elio for this period of time. Gemara now continues, my orvim, that when the pasuk states that the meat was brought by orvim, what is the definition of the word orvim? And Amravina orvim amish, and Ravina explains that this refers to ravens, and the mefarshim explain that since the Gemara just explained al pi adibu shayni, and even though generally we may hold that mumal dava echad having mumal chater kula. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is matter the shechita of the tabachim of Achav l'fisha, and therefore, even though ravens brought this meat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also matter felio the issa b'sashin salman ayin l'fisha. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav Adi bar Menumi v'dilma trei gavri dav shmaya orvim. How do you know that ravens brought this meat, and therefore you would have to say that they just took random meat from the butchers of Achav's house? Therefore, you have to explain al pi adibu shayni. Possibly, it just means that two people whose name was Erev brought this meat to Elio. Therefore, we could say that they actually took meat from Avadya, and therefore the meat was completely kosher. We wouldn't have to come onto a svara of al pi adibu shayni. And the Gemara explains, me like Siv, that don't we find the name Erev in the pasuk and shaftim that states, Ayil kedushne sari midyan es Erev es Eiv, ayahagu es Erev bitzur Erev es Eiv, hargu biyakiv Eiv, ayyidifu el midyan vureish Erev uze Eiv, aviyu el gidon me'iv el yardain. Malays, or Avinu response of Adaba Menumi, Vizramoy Milsa Tavayo Havashmai Orvim, and as Rashi states, Bitmiya, that you think it really makes sense that happened to be that there were two people that their names were Erev, they were the ones that brought the Lechmu Basa to Elio, and certainly it must be that the word Orvim means ravens. However, the Gemara continues, Vidil Mal Shem Mekoimon, and maybe their names were not Erev, but they came from a place called Erev, as we just saw in the Pasuk and Shaftim, there was a city called Tzor Erev, that's why the Pasuk refers to them as Va'arv. Kervim, they were the messengers that brought the Lechem and Basa to Elio. And as the Gemara continues and proves that at times we use the name of a place in order to describe someone, as Milik Siv, as don't we find a Pasuk in Malachim Beis that states, V'aram Yatsu Gedudim V'yishpu Me'eretz Yisrael Naira Ketana V'tehilof Ne'eshes Naman Kashalon, and we had a question, Karla Naira, that we call her a young girl, which means that she was already Hevi Shtei Sayres, V'Karla Ketana, and we call her a Ketana that was not Hevi Shtei Sayres. This seems to be a stira, V'am Rab Pedas, and Rab Pedas explained that really she was a Ketana Min Na'aron, and she came from a place called Na'aron. And as Taisus brings down the Pasuk in Divrei Yom Aleph in Perek Zayin, Pasuk of Ches, that the Pasuk states, V'lam Nizruch Na'aron, V'lam Meir of Gezer. However, once again, Ravina responds, Im Kain or Via Mibayle, if this Pasuk is referring to people that came from the city of Tzur Erev, then the Pasuk wouldn't have called them Arvim. Instead, the Pasuk would have called them Arvim. And in Taisus, Yom Maschel, Arvim Mibayle, and Taisus is bothered that even though in Pashas Miketz, we find that the Torah refers to the Mitzrayim as Mitzrim and to the Ivrim as Ivrim, and as the Pasuk states, Vayisimu loy levada ivlehem levadam, vila mitzrim ha'ichlam yitay levadam, ki lo yuchlun ha'mitzrim lechel ha'se ivrim lechem, ki se'e v'hil mitzrayim, and with his octaisis, hasam lechel mitay, and as Rashi states, avia mibayle, tlay aslam mitay, ba'ar v'mamish, however, since in this Pasuk, we could have confused this with ravens, so the Pasuk should have been clearer, and therefore, Zakra Avina, the Pasuk must be referring to ravens and not to people. The Gemara now continues, let us try to bring another raya to the memory of Avana in the name of Shmuel, that Yisrael Mumal Avid is Kechavim, Mutal Lechel Mishchitasai, Mumal Lavid Zara is not necessarily a Mumal Chal Terekula. Before we continue, let us point out that previously we tried to bring a raya from the same Brisa to the memory of Rava Benegeir Yisrael Mumal Ichlun Avail Slote Avain, that as long as we pre-check his Chalif and we make sure there are no Pegimais, then he could even Shech Lechatchila. And as we explained, that since he was only a mumal of te'avain, so like shavik ha'teir of achli sura, ultimately the Gemara did not bring a raya from his braisa, and our Gemara will go through a similar shakal v'taya. And as our Gemara now continues and brings the same braisa that we saw on Daftal Amabez, that the braisa teaches us hakol sheichtin vafilu kuti vafilu orel vafilu yisrael muma, and all could shech lechatchila, and even a kuti, and even an orel, and even a yisrael muma. And the Gemara explains hay orel hechidami, that when the braisa mentions an orel, what are we referring to? As if we're referring to someone whose brothers died from Mila, Hay Yisrael Malyu, and certainly since he's an Oynes and he can't do Mila, so certainly he has a right to Shech Lechatchila, and what would be the Chiddush of the Braisa? And therefore, as we already explained, Elipshita Mumala Reilais, so it must be that we're discussing a Mumala Reilais, and as Rashi stated in Daftal and Abayz, Mibayib Mitzvah Zu, and he was a Mumala Hachis, and even so, he would not be a Mumala Chalaterakula, and we could still rely on his shchita. The Gemara continues, Eima Seifa, so let us see the Seifa, as the Seifa states, Vafilu Yisrael Mumma, and we could even rely on Yisrael Mumma for shchita. And the Gemara is, Hechidami, as what are we referring to, E Mumma Dabe Echad, Hainu Mumma La Reilais, as if we're referring to a Mumma, Benegea one Isser, and Benegea one Mitzvah, so that would be the same as a Mumma La Reilais, and what would be the Chiddush of the Braisa, Allah, Mumma La Vizkir Chavim, Urkhur Abanon, and therefore it must be that the Braisa is teaching us that even if this Mumma is a Mumal Avedis Kechavim, we would still not consider him a Mumal Chal Terekula, and he would still even be able to Shech Lechatchila. This would be a raya to the memory of Rav Anon in the name of Shmuel. However, the Gemara responds, Loi, that you can't bring a raya from his Braisa, as La'ilam Eilam Lecha Mumal Avedis Kechavim Loi, as really I could tell you that if someone is a Mumal Avedis Kechavim, then he certainly would be considered a Mumal Chal Terekula, and his Shechita would be Pasol, Da Amamar, and as we previously learned, Chamur Avedis Kechavim, Shekol Amidabah Kekaif B'chal Terekula, as anyone that's moed in Avedis Kechavim is as if he's kaifer in the entire Torah, and as the Pasuk states in Pasha Shlach, B'negeir Issa Avedis Zorah, B'chisishku V'lei Sasu, as Kol HaMitzah Se'ila, Shediba Hashem HaMesha, and the Torah refers to someone that is Oivar in Avedis Zorah, as if he was Oivar in the entire Torah, and therefore it makes sense that Mumal Avedis Kechavim would be a Mumal Chal Terekula, and the Shechita would not be Kosher, El Mumal Eisidavu Chidurava, and when the Braisa states that someone that is a Mumar would be Kosher L'Shechita, as specifically referring to someone that is a mumma to eat nevelois lote avain, and since he's a mumma lois davar and he's a mumma benegei shchita itself, one may think that his shchita would be pasal kamash mula, and that even so his shchita would be kosher. And as Rava taught us that since he's only a mumma to eat nevelois lote avain, so certainly if he has the opportunity to shecht properly, he would certainly shecht properly, as a shavu keter v'achli sura. And even though previously on Daf Dalam Beis, when we wanted to bring a raya in his brisa to the din of Rava, and we wanted to explain that the brisa is discussing the case of Rava, where he was a mumal isi davar, so the Gemara answered loy lo ilm imulcha mumal isi davar loy, and my taima kimin dash be keter damalei. And the Gemara then explained that when the brisa mentions the din of mumar, it was actually referring to the case of Anon, even though he's Yisrael mumal avidis chavim, he was not considered mumal lucha terakula, and it was mutal lechem shchitasai. However, ultimately, both of these Gemaras are telling us zil hacha kamatchile v'zil hacha kamatchile, that in any case that you want to bring a raya to, we will say it's not a raya, as potentially the Brisa is talking about a different scenario, as we see multiple times in Shas. The Gemara now continues meisfei, and the Gemara will ask a question on this dinner of Anon in the name of Shmuel. Ultimately, the Gemara will end tiyufta to Rav Anon tiyufta, and let's keep in mind that although Rav Anon in the name of Shmuel brought a raya from the pesukim b'negei Yoshafin and Achav, however, we went through a major shakla v'taya, therefore his raya wasn't a very strong raya. The Gemara begins its question, as the Brisa teaches us that the pasuk in Pashas Vayikra states, "Dabel b'nei Yisrael v'amata aleihem adam kiyakri mikerem korban l'Hashem min abehima min abaku min atzoyin takrivas kabanchem." And as Rashi explains that since the pasuk states kiyakriv, so it's mashma kishyirzu l'hakriv, and this pasuk is talking about someone that's bringing a neder or a nedava, and the pasuk uses the extra word of mikem, therefore we learn mikem v'loy kulchem lahoitzis amuma. The Torah is teaching us that not all of Klai Yisrael could bring in a nedava, and muma cannot bring in a nedava, and as Rashi states, she'im mekablin advasai, the Brisa continues, mikem b'chem chalakti v'loy b'umais, that the Torah teaches us this miut only applies by a Jew and doesn't apply by a goy, and as Rashi explains that since our makar that a goy could bring a korban is from the pesukim and pashas emor that discuss bali mumin, and the pasuk states dabel aron vel bonav vel kol bnei yisrael v'amata aleihem ish ish min beis yisrael menager b'yisrael asher yakov korbanai l'chol nedreim l'chol nedvoisim asher kriv el hashem la'ila. And as we will learn daf yud gimel beis, that would the pasuk could have stated ish, and why the pasuk state ish ish, therefore we learn the rabbis of the kechavim shenoydrim nedarim u'nedavis ki yisrael, and the Torah doesn't use the lashon mikem, therefore we learn that this miut only applies to Yisrael mumar, but any goy could bring a korban, and even if he's a mumar. The Brisa continues and points out that in the pasuk and pashas Vayikra, the pasuk continues and uses an extra lashon, as the pasuk could have stated, "Adam kiyakri mikem korban l'Hashem min abaku min atzoyin takriv es kabanchem," and the pasuk states, "Kiyakri mikem korban l'Hashem min abehima min abaku min atzoyin takriv es kabanchem." The words min abehima are extra, and therefore we look at it as if there's a comma after the words min abehima. We read the pasuk as if it states, "Adam kiyakri mikem korban l'Hashem min abehima," that this Adam is like a behima, as the Gemara dashins min abehima lahavi bnei Adam shadim behima. The pasuk is teaching us that even a person that's similar to behima, and as Rashi states, she'im mekayim nesa mitzvahs, he could still bring a korban. And as the Brisa states, mikan amru mikam korbanos min poish Yisrael kedei shiachs ben betshuva chutz min amumo menaseh chesayayin umechal shabbosis befehesya. And this teaches us that we would be mekabel korban even from Yisrael that does averus b'mezid. And as Rashi brings down from the Gemara Maseches Yuma that the lashon pishoyim elu hamrodim, and as the pasuk of Malachim Bei states, Melech Moya Poshabi v'haynu mumar, we do allow him to bring korbanos in order that he should be able to do tshuva. And the only time that we say that Yisrael cannot bring a korban is only if the Yisrael was a mumar and he was menasech yayin for avodah zarah, or he was a mumar to be mechal Shabbos b'fehesya multiple times. And the Gemara now continues to explain the brisa, as it would seem to be a stira in the brisa itself. And as the Gemara continues, hagufa kasha, that the brisa itself is shver, as abit mikem v'loy kolchem loitzis amumar, as initially the brisa stated that from the word mikem we learn out not every Yisrael could bring a korban and a mumar cannot bring a korban. Then the Brisa continued and taught us that we would be mekabel a korban from Poish Yisrael. The Gemara explains, "Halei kasha reish b'mumal l'chol teira kula mitziyasa b'mumal dova echad," that the reish was talking about a person that was a mumal l'chol teira kula, and therefore he cannot bring a korban. The middle case of the Brisa is referring to someone that was a mumal l'dova echad, therefore in order to allow him to do tshuva and restart, we do allow him to bring a korban. And the Gemara continues and asks, "Ema seifa," but let us see the seifa, as the seifa states that everyone could bring a korban, chutz min amumah menasech seyayin mechal Shabbos v'hesya. And the Gemara is bothered, "Hai mumah hechidami," when the Brisa mentioned a mumah, what are we referring to? "Is imumah l'chol terekula Hainu Resha, as if the Bryce is referring to a Mumulchal Terakula, and the Bryce is teaching us that he cannot bring a korban. So that is exactly what the Resha taught us, and the Mumul Dava Echad, Kasha Mitziasa, and if we're talking about someone that is only a Mumul Dava Echad, so we have a stereo between this din and the middle case of the Bryce, as we just explained, that the middle case of the Bryce is where someone is a Mumul Dava Echad, and he can bring a korban, and meanwhile, the last case of the Bryce teaches us that a Mumul Dava Echad cannot bring a korban. Therefore, the Gemara explains, Elalaf, Hachi Kamar, Chutzme Mumul, Nasech Hasayin, Ulchal Shabbos Befahesia, that the Sefer is teaching us that although we just explained that a Mumul Dava Echad can still bring a korban, however, the Sefer teaches us, even if this person was only a Mumul Dava Echad, that Dava Echad was Avodah Zarah, and he was Menasech Yayin for Avodah Zarah, or he was Mechal Shabbos Befahesia multiple times, then he would not be able to bring a korban. Clearly, from this Braisa, we see that a Mumul Avodah Zarah is a Mumul Chal Terakula, and as the Gemara states, Alma Mumul Avodah Zchavim have a Mumul Chal Terakula, the Tiyofta Rabbanon Tiyofta. Rashi explains that even though generally when someone is a Mumul Dav Echad, they are not considered a Mumul Chal Terakula, however, if someone is a Mumul Avodah Zarah or for Chil Shabbos, then they are considered a Mumul Chal Terakula. As Rashi explains, the Hani Chamiri, and Rashi states, Vahaitano Chamir Le Shabbos Kavid Zchavim, the Oyvav Zchavim Kaif Bakash Baruchu, Vamachal Shabbos Kaif Bemaisov, Umeir Shekar Shle Shabbos Akash Baruchu Bemaisov Bereshis. And let us keep in mind that previously you mentioned from Rashi that when the Gemara stated Hamoidu Bavodah Zarah could Kaif Bachal Terakula, so Rashi brought from the Pasuk and Pasha Shlach, and Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem brings the Makar from the Pasuk and Pasha's Vayikra that states, Va'asa Achas Mikol Mitzvah Hashem, and Ezu Mitzvah Sheshkula Kachal Mitzvahis, Havei Oime Zu Avodah Zarah, Ayin Shem, and Ayin Ba'am Tesis that Dibu Maskel could Eich Shiachsu Ben Bechuva, and Tesis explains, Lav Taimit the Krokodarish, El Nusin Tamil Dava, Min Rabina Meha, Mumul Dava Echot, Fame, Mumul Chotarakula, Veloy Makbina Krob, Mil Sachriti, Vikomar, the Mumul Dava Echot, Bikal Yachsu Bechuva, Vilkach Bikal Mem Kadesh Yachsru, Ayin the Meirim, Sech Tseirin, and Naf Samach Tesla and Bays, and when the Gemara stated, Chutzman Mumul and Nasach Hasayin, Ul Chal Shabbosis Bepahesia, so he explains, Mumul Chal Shabbosis, Pirushoi Pam Vishtaim, Our Pam Achas, Ein Akar Mumor, Vizel Shamr Machal Shabbosis, Vloy Amru Machal Shabbos, Ayin Shom. Gemara now continues that we just saw in the Braisa that when the Pasuk states in Pasha Vayikra, Benegea Kar Ben Oila, and Benegea in the Dharma and the Davais, the Lashem Yikem, so we learned out, Vloy Kulchem, Lahoitsis Amumor, and the Gemara now asks, Baha Mehaka Nafka, Mehaslam Nafka, why does the Braisa state that we learned this Drasha from the word Mikem if we actually find that we learned this Limud when the Pasuk in Pasha Vayikra that discusses the Karban Chatas, and we continue on Daf Heim Beis, and the Pasuk states, Vim Nefesh Achas Techtu Bishkoga Me Am Oretz, Ba'aseisa Achas Mitzah Hashem, Ha'shalisa Hasen of Hashem, and we learn out, Me Am Oretz, Prat Lemumar, and as Rashi explains, that since the Pasuk states Me Am, so we learn out, V'loi Kol Am, V'gabe Chatas Ksiv, Shebol HaShegeg, therefore we see that a Mumu would not bring a Karban Chatas. The Braisa continues, Der Rav Shimon Ben Yesi, Am Rav Shimon Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon Ben Yesi brings another Makar, the name of Rav Shimon. The Pasuk states, B'negei a Karban Chatas that is brought by a Nasi, Hashem Nasi Yechta, V'osa Achas, Mikol Mitzvah Hashem Alekov, Hashem Leisei Atzana, Bishkoga, V'oshem. As Rashi brings that the next Pasuk states, Ayehoyde Lov Chatasa, Shechotaba, V'heves Karbone, Sir Izim Zohar Tomim. As Rashi points out, that it's Mashma, Hashem Leisei Atzana, that Imahu Yudei Shu Asa, that he wouldn't have done it if he would have known that it's Asa, Bishkoga, Hislai, V'chotav, V'oshem. It was only because he was Shoyeg that he did this Chait, and therefore he has to bring a carbon, and as the Gemara states, Hashav mi yidiyasai, mevi carbon al shigasai, but ain't Hashav mi yidiyasai, ain't mevi carbon al shigasai. Now our gears is like the second gears that's brought in Rashi, that the only time that the Torah is mechay is someone to bring a carbon chatas, only if at the time they performed this Avera, if he would have known that this was Asar, then he wouldn't have done this Avera. However, if he would have done the Avera in any case, as he's a mumal oisa davar, then he could not bring a carbon chatas, and Ayin Rashi who brings two gears says, as initially Rashi's gear is, Hayosha mi yidiyasai, mevi carbon al shigasai, but any Yosha mi yidiyasai, any mevi carbon al shigasai, and as Rashi explains, Shema yudei shu chilev, Hayosha mevatel meveizu, vistigurus hashav, and some are girls, like we are girls, Hashem mi yidiyasai, vunami aperish vinivdo mitchila, vein oivim hayudei shu asa, uvaturis kayanim gasina yoshev. The Gemara points out that Lemaisa the Tanakam of Shimon ben Yasi in the name of Shimon brought two different Makurais, but it doesn't seem to be any nafkamina, vamina mai benayu, and we ask what would be the practical nafkamina between the Makar of the Tanakama and him a car of Shimon ben Yosi, the name of Shimon, and of Amr Rabbanun explained, Mumma lechel chelev, behavi carbon al adam, ikar benayu, that if someone is a mumma to eat chelev, and he doesn't eat chelev, but instead he ate dam b'shegeg, certainly if he would have known that this is dam, or he would have known that dam is asar, that he wouldn't have eaten this dam, that would be a practical nafkamina, as the Mefarshim explained, based on Rashi, that lefita tanakama, since the issa of dam and chelev are spoken about in the same pasuk, so since he is a mumma for chelev, so he's considered a mumma for dam as well, and we would not be makabel carbon from him. However, if we have Shimon, we would be makabel carbon from him, as although it's true that he's a mumma to eat chelev, and he would not be shavmi diyasa b'negei chelev, but since he's not a mumma b'negei the issa of dam, and if we would have told him that he's eating dam, or he would have been told that it's asa to eat dam, then he would have been perish, then he's a shavmi diyasa, therefore we would be makabel as carbon. Ultimately, the Gemara is bothered, why do we need the limud of Mikem? If Lefida Tanakama, we already have the Pasuk of Me'am Oretz, which teaches us Prat Lumumar, and the Gemara explains, Chod B'chatos V'chod B'Oilo V'tzrichi, that the Pasuk of Me'am Oretz is discussing a Korban Chatos, and that teaches us that we would not be Mekabel Korban Chatos from a Mumar, while the Pasuk of Mikem teaches us that we would not be Mekabel Korban Oilo from a Mumar. The Gemara explains, we need both of these Limudim, as the Yashmin and Chatos, Mishun El Kaparahu, Avol Oilo Darin Hu, Emel Kabel Minei, as if the Torah would only teach us the limud of Me'am Oretz, which is discussing a carbon chatos, so we would think over there we would not accept a carbon from a mumar, as Rashi explains that keeping the dait al hazev lachsal v'rasai ubaham miyus rami the shogig v'loy hizid im kain amay nekabel minei halab bakaparu, as lemaisa this person is not deserving of a kapara. However, if someone wants to bring a carbon oila as a present to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, one may have thought that we could still accept a carbon from him even though he's a mumar, just like we find that we accept a carbon oila from a goy, and even if he's a mumar, therefore in the Pasha of Oila, the Torah tells us, Mikem, v'loi kulchem, l'hoitzis ha-mumar, and the Gemara continues, v'yashmin on Oila, mishum d'lav chiyuvahu, avachatas t'chiyuvahu, eim al-kabul minei, and if the Pasuk would have stated the word Mikem, which is discussing in Karban Oila, so we may think that Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want to accept any presents from a mumar, and therefore he doesn't allow him to bring a carbon, and as Rashi states, l'av chiyuvah, v'lav erich ara, l'kabulei derim minei, v'chsiv, and as the Pasuk of Mishlei states, zevach rishoyim te'eva. However, since when a person does an aveira, he has a chiyuv to bring a korban chatos, possibly we would require him to bring a korban chatos, and as Rashi states, eimin akabul minei shelo yechayti niskar and kamash blon. Therefore, we have both of these limudim in order to teach us that a mumma lo yisid davar can never bring a korban. Mura now continues that previously the Braisa taught us that when the pasuk in Pashas Vayikra states min abehema, we learn lahavi bnei adam shadimim abehema mikan amru mikamun kabonis mipayshi yisrael kadeshi. And we see that the Lashon Behema is a Lashon Genai and it refers to people that did Aveiros. And our Gemara now continues and is bothered, that is it true that any time the Torah states the word Behema is a term that denotes something that is lower, but we have the Pasuk in Tehillim that states, and Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav explained, Elu b'nei Odom she'in arum b'das u'mesim min atzman k'behema, that the Pasuk is teaching us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring salvation to someone that is like Adam HaRishon as well as like a Behema. As Rashi explains, Shehin Arum V'das Ka'Adam HaRishon U'Mesim En Atzman Ka'Behema Da'Kei Ruach, even though he's very smart like Adam HaRishon, he still acts very humbly like a Behema, and therefore we see that the Lashon Behema doesn't always refer to something that is lower and something that is a Chesaron. However, the Gemara responds, Hasam K'siv Adam Behema N'Hocha Behema L'Chuda K'siv, that in Tehillim the Pasuk mentions Adam together with Behema, and therefore certainly Behema is on a higher level. However, in the Pasuk in Vayikra, we're only mentioning a Behema by itself, therefore certainly it's used as a Griusa. And the Gemara continues, V'chol hecha d'chsiv Adam Behema mal yusihi, and are you telling me that any time that we use the term Behema with the word Adam, then it's considered a Maila, V'chsiv, but in the Pasuk that discusses Lasa Lavai, the Pasuk in Yirmiyah states, Hine yamim ba'im ne'um Hashem, V'zirati espes Yisrael, v'espes Yehuda, zera Adam, v'zera Behema. As Rashi brings for the Gemara Masechta Seita, that the Pasuk means that Leikar V'Lei Shana V'Lei Shimish Talmid Chachamim, that if someone didn't learn and didn't learn Mishnayis and he wasn't Mishamish Talmid Chachamim, all of Akasav Omer, and even so, the Pasuk states, B'negei Al-Asad Lavoi, V'zirati Yitzbeis Yisrael, Zera Adam V'Zera Behema, Kloimah Chacham V'Arburim, Kulum Ezraim L'Freisim L'Beisam, that La'asad Lavoi, Chachamim as well as the Amir Haaretz, will receive a bracha, they will all have children, and we see that the Lashon Behemah is referring to someone that is lower, even though the term Behemah is used together with the Adam, and even so, it's not discussing a Maila. However, the Gemara explains, Hasam Chalkei Kra, Zera Adam L'chod, V'zera Behemah L'chod, and in the Pasuk in Tehillim, the Pasuk states, Adam U'Behemah Teshia Hashem, and it puts Adam right next to the word Behemah, and therefore, they're both a Maila. However, in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, the Pasuk separates the word Adam and the word Behemah, as the Pasuk states, Zera Adam V'zera Behemah, therefore, the word Behemah, not L'mal Yusah, and Ein Rabbeinu Gershom, V'aksiv V'zerati is Beis Yisrael, Zera Adam V'zera Behemah, Kloima bin Zera Chacham bin Zera Amei Oretz, Eshbach Zaram, Kodim Shezirei Tvurasu B'sodah, U'mashpiach Kach Eshbach Zaram, Mikol Mokum Chazin and Hacha, that Zera Behemah, Ilu Eyam Oretz, Shadim Ilu Behemah. The Gemara now continues that even though we previously mentioned that according to the Manda Omed, that Kutim Ageri Emes, certainly if there was Achim Reina Yisan, Fi Rava, even if someone was Yaitse V'nichnas, then L'chadchila, the Shechita would be kosher, even if it wasn't Achim Reina Yisan, or there wasn't someone that's Yaitse V'nichnas, really the Kuti should not have done Shechita, but B'dievet, if he performed Shechita, then as long as we test him, and he would eat a Kazayas, then we would say that his Shechita is kosher, and this is how Abai and Rava explained our Mishnah, and we also saw a Brisa that discussed this as well. However, Agamar now continues, Simon Niklaf, and this is a Simon for the names that Amoraim that we will see in a moment, and the Nun is for Rab Chanon, the Kuf is for Rab Yaakov Ba'idi, the Lam is for Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and the Pei is for Bakapara, and as the Gemara continues, Amar Rab Chanon, Amar Rab Yaakov Ba'idi, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Mishum Bakapara, Rab Gamliel Beisina, Nimna, Shechita Skuti Vasu, and as Rashi explains that Agamar is discussing Rab Gamliel, who was the Nasi after Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, and was the son of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, and certainly he was much later than Rab Meir. These Amoraim teach us that Rab Gamliel and his Bezdin got together and voted, and they decided that the Shechita of a Kuti should be Aser. As Rashi states, Rav Gamliel ben Yishu Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Shohei Min Achreinim U Beis Dinoi Nimnu Al Shechita Skuti La'ach HaShinisht Mishnuseinu Ad HaKol Shechtin Va'afilu Kuti Vasu. And even though Abai and Rav explained that a Mishnah taught us that it would be mutter for a Kuti to Shecht L'Chadchila, however, this Takana was only instituted after Rabbi Yehuda Nasi already learned this Mishnah and already wrote down this Mishnah. The Gemara continues, Amalei Rav Zeira Rav Yaakov Ba'idi Shemalei Shomer Rebbe Elok She'in Yisrael Oymen Al Gabov. And Rav Zeira said to Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idi, possibly when you were mekabel this memra from Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, maybe he only taught you that the Shechita of a Kuti is only not valid when a Yisrael is not Oymen Al Gabov, but if there would be Yisrael Oymen Al Gabov, then the Shechita would be kosher, as we learned in our Mishnah. The Gemara continues with the story that Amalei and Samagiris Omar, the Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idi stated, Dami Haim Rabbanon could loy gemir in Shishmaitza. From this question, it seems that this person is not a Talmud Chacham, and he didn't learn anything, as B'she'in Yisrael Oyim Al Gabov L'mei Rabbi, as certainly if Yisrael is not Oyim Al Gabov, then certainly it would be puzzle, and there would be no reason for Rav Gamliel or Beis Dinoi, it would be Nimnu Ashchita Skuti, and Asad Ashchita. The Gemara continues and asks, Kablu Minei, or Loi Kablu Minei, was Rav Zeira Mekabel this response from Rav Yaakov Ba'idi, or was he not Mekabel this response? And the Gemara states, Tashma will bring a Raya that he was Mekabel this response, the Omer Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Omer Rav Asi, Aniyu Isis Rav Yechlem, She'ochum Ashchita Skuti, Ba'af Rav Asi, Ochum Ashchita Skuti, the Rav Nachman Yitzchak stated in the name of Rav Asi, I saw that Rav Yechon ate meat from the Shechita of a Kuti. Similarly, Rav Asi himself ate meat from the Shechita of a Kuti, and Vitoy by Rav Zeira, and Rav Zeira was matmi on that story, that how could it be that Rav Yechon or Rav Asi would eat from the meat of Shechita Skuti, and he was bothered that do we say, Le Shmiluhu, that they did not hear that there was a Takana of Rav Gamliel, the Ehav Shmilu, have a Mekabli law, as if they would have heard this Takana, they would have been Mekabli this Takana, or Yidilma Shmilu Vele Kablu, was a pshat that they heard the Takana of Rav Gamliel Beis Dinoi, that the Shechita of a Kuti is Asar, and even so, they were not Mekabli this Takana, they held where Yisrael was Oymed Al Gabov, then the Shechita of a Kuti would be Kosher, and the Gemara continues, Had the Pashal Nafshei, and Rav Zeira ultimately was Pashat the Shaila on his own, as Mistavra the Shmilu Vele Kablu, that it must be that Rabbi Yechon and Rabasi heard this Takana of Rav Gamliel, and they were not Mekabel this Takana. They held that even nowadays the Shechita of a Kuti would be kosher, as the Isak Daitach Leshmilu V'Av Shmilu have Mekabli law. As if we will say that the reason why Rabbi Yechon and Rabasi ate them on the Shechita of a Kuti because they didn't know of the Takana of Rav Gamliel or Beis Dinoi, as if they would have known about this Takana, and surely they wouldn't have eaten from this Basar. Rav Zeira is Hech Mistayim Milsa L'Meichel Yisura. How could it be that Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Asi would have eaten this meat, which is asa to eat, and they would have been Ivan Takon of Rav Gamliel? If on Dav Zayin Amin Aleph, we will will see the story about the donkey of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair and Hashta Behemtin Shul Tzedikim in a Kodesh Baruch Hu Miv Takol Al Yodon Tzedikim Atzmo LeKoshkein. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu wouldn't allow the donkey of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair to eat something that was Usser, then certainly would not allow a Tzaddik himself to eat something that is Usser. And even though this Issa is only an Issa Rabbanon and only based on a Takana, as Rashi states, Heich Yigurim Shum Sotan Lefnei Tzedikim Al Yidei Shoygeg Shum Dva Ovoin. From this story, the Gemara now brings a Raya. Certainly, Reb Zeir was Mekabel, the response of Reb Yaakov Aidi. Certainly, he was Mekabel, that Reb Gamliel Beis Dinai was Mesakein, Shchitas Kuti would be Asar. And as the Gemara continues on that Vav Amud Aleph, as V'Yisak Daitach Lo Kablu Minei, Lishni Lei, Kankash Yisrael Imel Al Gabov, Kankash Ein Yisrael Imel Al Gabov, El Lav Shma Mino, Kablu Minei, Shma Mino. As if Reb Zeir was not Mekabel, the Teres Reb Yaakov, Reb Zeir would not agree that Reb Gamliel Beis Dinai asked the Shchita of a Kuti Legamri, and the only Issa was when it was no Yisrael Imel Al Gabov, or it was no Yotze V'Nichnas. So if so, why was Reb Zeir poshut for himself that Mistavra de Shmirle V'Loi Kablu? L'maisi could have explained that the reason why Reb Yechanan Reb Asi ate from Shchita Skuti was because it was Yisrael Imel Al Gabov. There was no Takola that happened to Reb Yechanan or Reb Asi at all. And as Rashi states, Lishli Nilei L'Nafshei Ki Asur Reb Gamliel K'she'in Yisrael Imel Al Gabov De Les Leil Fnei Evil Sita Michshal. By the fact Reb Zeir stated that this was a problem, must be that he was maskim to Reb Yaakov Aidi that the takon of Reb Gamliel Beis Dinai was that the shechita of a kuti is never valid, even if there would be Yisrael Imin Al Gabov. Gemara will now continue and explain why Reb Gamliel Beis Dinai made this takana. Why is it that even if we hold that kutim are geiri emes, nowadays they cannot do shechita, even if there would be Yisrael Imin Al Gabov, the meat would still be Asar. The next piece of the Gemara will discuss this point. Before we finish, let us point out that even though we pointed out that Rashi explains that the Reb Gamliel that our Gemara is discussing is Reb Gamliel that is the son of Reb Yehuda Nasi, who is from the later Tanoim. However, Ayin and Taisis, who discusses this point at length, and Ayin Taisis Dibil Maschal Reb Gamliel Beis Dinai Ayin Shem, and also Ayin and Bavim Taisis and Daf Heim Beis in Dibil Maschal Sadikim Atzma LeKolshkein, with Taisis bothered the Eshkan Yehuda Ben Taboi. Shaharig eight zonim parakamad makos v'yavishmol shakar v'hito parakamad shabbos. Therefore, we see that it is possible that tzaddik will do an issa b'shoygeg. And Taisus explains v'aymeri the dafka b'midid achila in akadosh baruch hu meiv takol al yodon shegnayu l'tzaddik sheichud va'issa, that this klal only applies to dvar achila and doesn't apply to other yisurim in the Torah. I in sham, and we will stop over here.